On the morning of July 7th, 2026, federal immigration agents in Houston pulled up behind a work van on Canal Street. 90 seconds later, the driver, a construction crew leader who had lived in that city for 35 years, was dead. And no camera had recorded why. Weeks earlier, that same Houston field office had put out a very different kind of number. 735 arrests in a single month, carrying 1,711 prior convictions between them. This is the story of both numbers, and of everything that gets lost between convicted, charged, and merely arrested. You're listening to Civic Intelligence. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, had a record month of criminal alien arrests in Houston. Then, a vehicle stop turned fatal. More than a dozen Texas Democrats demanded answers, and Texas Republicans mostly said nothing at all. Start with the number ICE itself led with. In May of 2026, agents out of its Houston field office, covering Harris, Fort Bend, and Galveston counties, arrested 735 criminal illegal aliens. Between them, those 735 people carried 1,711 prior criminal convictions. 625 of them had at least one conviction for a crime that killed, harmed, or endangered an American. 25 were identified gang members, drawn from 9 separate gangs, from MS-13 to a homegrown Houston crew called Tango Blast. Behind the tally are individual cases the agency chose to publicize. Juan Esteban Zelaya Hernandez, convicted of homicide, had already been deported 4 times before agents picked him up again in May. Din Quy Nguyen, convicted of the attempted capital murder of a police officer, had evaded a removal order for more than 15 years before his arrest on May 5th. It shouldn't matter what side of the political aisle you're on, said Gabriel Martinez, the ICE Houston field office director. Everyone should want these dangerous criminal illegal aliens removed from the community. It is, by the agency's own description, a routine month's work. 5 homicides, a dozen convictions for sex trafficking, 13 convictions for sex offenses against children, and 495 for driving while intoxicated, folded into the same monthly tally as everyone else. ICE runs a near-weekly release it calls, in its own words, the worst of the worst, naming individual offenders like these across the country all summer. A series still running, as you'll hear at the end of this episode. Then came July 7th. At roughly 6:50 that morning, ICE agents tried to stop a vehicle on Canal Street. The driver was Lorenzo Salgado Araujo, 52, a Mexican national with no legal status who had led a construction crew in Houston for 35 years. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, says he rammed an ICE vehicle and then tried to run over an agent, who fired and killed him. DHS calls it self-defense. Salgado Araujo's family disputes that account entirely. According to relatives and Representative Sylvia Garcia, a Houston Democrat, he had no criminal record. Multiple witnesses at the scene gave accounts that conflict with the government's version, according to CNN and The Washington Post. And here is the detail that makes this case unusual rather than routine. The agents involved were not wearing body cameras. DHS attributes that gap to funding delays. There is no video of the seconds that mattered most. 2 days later, on July 9th, the Harris County Medical Examiner ruled the death a homicide. That word matters less than it sounds like it should. Homicide. In a medical examiner's report, describes cause and manner of death. It is not a finding of criminal guilt, and it does not settle which account of the stop is true. The Harris County District Attorney's Office, Homeland Security's Inspector General, and the FBI are all investigating. No charges have been filed. The officer who fired has not been publicly named. Representative Garcia has said acting ICE Director David Venturella told her directly that Salgado Araujo wasn't even the person agents had a warrant for that morning, that ICE was after someone else riding in the same van. The shooting produced one of the largest coordinated statements from Texas Democrats against any single ICE incident this year. Representative Sylvia Garcia, Representative Al Green, Representative Lizzie Fletcher, and Representative Christian Menefee, all Houston Democrats, jointly demanded an independent investigation and the release of any video. ICE's actions across the country have caused them to lose the faith and confidence of communities, Menefee said. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, a New York Democrat, joined them. Every agent involved, he said, must be investigated to the full extent of the law. Houston Mayor John Whitmire and Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo, both Democrats, added their names, along with more than a dozen other Houston area and statewide Democratic officials. Texas Democratic Party Chairman Kendall Scudder put it bluntly, "We've already seen this movie in Minneapolis, so we know the public cannot simply be asked to accept an official version of events without transparency." As of this writing, no Republican member of the state's congressional delegation or statewide office had issued a public statement on this specific shooting, a fact stated here plainly, not as criticism, since silence on an active investigation is itself a choice worth noting. The same agency's record this year includes two cases that show how much the words arrested, charged, and convicted can differ. In Virginia, Homeland Security Investigations agents stopped a Brazilian national, Lins dos Santos Melo, driving a tractor-trailer on Interstate 81 with only a standard license, not the commercial license the job requires. He was arrested on administrative immigration grounds, not charged with any crime. And in the Southern District of Texas, a Mexican citizen named Abelardo Sanchez was extradited from Austria in June after being indicted in October of 2025 on charges of producing child sexual abuse material tied to a Homeland Security Investigations probe that spanned The Hague, Dublin, Vienna, and McAllen. He pleaded not guilty at his first appearance and is presumed innocent unless proven otherwise. If convicted, he faces 25 to 50 years in federal prison. Nationally, ICE says it has removed or returned about 900,000 people since January 20, 2025, and that roughly 70% of its arrests involve someone with a criminal history, a ratio it cites to rebut the argument that its sweeps catch people who've done nothing wrong. One update since this story first published. On July 10, 2026, DHS put out its latest Worst of the Worst list, the same recurring series from Act 1, naming five more arrests. Solorzano Felix, picked up in Salt Lake City, Utah, carries a conviction for the attempted murder of a federal law enforcement officer. Lugos Perez, arrested in Santa Clara, California, was convicted of lewd or lascivious acts with a child. Valdez Lopez, arrested in Forsyth County, North Carolina, was convicted of second-degree forcible rape. Centeno, arrested in Pasadena, California, was convicted of assault with a deadly weapon. And Umana, arrested in Mineola, New York, was convicted of burglary. Yesterday, the brave men and women of ICE risked their lives to arrest illegal criminal aliens convicted for attempted murder of a federal law enforcement officer, lewd or lascivious acts with a child, rape, assault with a deadly weapon, and burglary, said Lauren Biss, DHS's acting assistant secretary. Unlike Abelardo Sanchez or the officer in the Salgado Araujo shooting, these five aren't awaiting trial. The convictions cited are already final. What happened this week is a civil immigration arrest built on them, not a new criminal charge. Confirmed, worst of the worst releases have now landed on 9 separate days across late June and early July alone. This is not a new operation. It's the same formula, running again. which is rather the point of this whole story. ICE's Houston office tied 735 May arrests to 1,711 prior convictions, a record the agency calls routine and cites alongside that nationwide claim of 900,000 people removed or returned to argue its enforcement is targeting real criminals. Then a vehicle stop on Canal Street left an unarmed 35-year Houston resident dead, with no body camera footage, a disputed account, and a medical examiner's ruling that settles the cause of death, but not the question of fault. More than a dozen Texas Democrats demanded an independent investigation within days. Texas Republicans mostly did not comment. And two more cases on the same agency's books, an administrative stop over a driver's license, and a federal child exploitation prosecution still awaiting trial, show exactly how much weight the words arrested, charged, and convicted are carrying in this story, in every direction it runs. The release list keeps growing. The shooting is still unresolved. This has been Civic Intelligence. Check every source for yourself: the ICE arrest data, the medical examiner's ruling, the charging documents, at civicintelligence.news. If this show is worth your time, subscribe, and we'll see you next episode.